The word today is joy. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Do you know the difference between joy and happiness? The Bible speaks not only of joy, but of great joy. What is supposed to give us this great joy? Here to explore that idea is Bible educator Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Joy.
Whenever I think about things that make me happy, the topic of joy comes to mind. And I'll never forget Pastor Paul, my father, who has been speaker on The Word Today for 30 years, teaching my sister Dana and I the distinction between happiness and joy, that there is a difference between the two, and that happiness is fleeting, it goes quickly, and it's dependent on circumstances, but that joy is deeper. Joy is based on knowledge and about something that is a constant that will still be true regardless of how you feel at the moment. We're going to think for a little bit here about great joy, the difference between, just being happy and excited for a while and having a profound, deep, abiding joy. When I think about great joy, I go back to Luke chapter 2, which is part of the account of the incarnation of Jesus, the coming of Jesus in Bethlehem. And one of the things that took place at that point was the angel's appearance to the shepherds. And something the angel said deals with joy, and I'd like to share that with you from Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, that is, near to where Christ came, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Now, I'd just like to pause for a second and comment on this. It's very typical that when an angel appears to a human in the scriptures, they're afraid. In fact, the word here is terrified, almost like the appearance of Jesus when he was walking on the water toward the apostles during the storm, and they thought he was some kind of specter, and they were terrified by this. Well, there is something about angels that is otherworldly and magnificent and powerful, something that completely disarms humans and makes us afraid. It would be a fascinating thing to look upon an angel, but I'm sure it would also be very, very disturbing. One reason why is possibly because they can just appear suddenly. That might be part of the disruption. The other thing is I'm sure that they look in their own way quite different. Anyways, continuing, the angel of the Lord appeared, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." I'm going to stop there with those words. Great news that will cause great joy. That's what we want to think about today, is the fact that happiness in our lives sometimes is very short-lived. Things can make us happy, such as winning on a baseball team or a football team or soccer game. That can make us happy temporarily. We might become engaged and we are going to become married. Or possibly it's the birth of our own child. These things can cause us great joy, no doubt. But happiness in life, the things and the events that take place, can wear off. Our new thing that we have received as a gift can break, or it can become old and worn out, especially if it's clothing. Our child that was so dear and we were so happy about might grow up to become rebellious against us. the new marriage, which is so happy at the beginning, could struggle after time. And sadly, so many of them fail. Many because they drift away from God and they don't practice that Christian forgiveness and acceptance that Christ wants. So happiness can come and go. That's one of the big reasons why the scriptures urge us not to put our confidence in material things. In fact, in the book of 1 Timothy, Paul is writing to Timothy, the pastor, and he says this in chapter 6, verse 17, "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life." Notice that admonition against glomming onto, holding onto material things as our source of happiness. There are inevitably going to be financial setbacks, problems, and disasters that take place in this life. And if you try to make material possessions or anything in this world your source of joy, it will fail. If you try to make your spouse your source of joy, they will die. If you try to make money and finances your source of joy, it will shift, it will change. And in fact, for the immensely rich, they grow even more worried and uptight over their money the wealthier they get. There are so many ways where a person can try to find joy in this world, but it is not found in this world. Joy is found in the message of the angels. It's the good news that brings us joy. The news that there is a Savior that has been born. So there is only one source of this ultimate joy, and that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is, as we could say, an undying joy. It will never go away. We have an undying gratitude toward God because He's given us a Savior in Jesus. Jesus remains the undying Lord and resurrected Christ because He has risen from the dead, never again to die. And we also have this undying hope of life everlasting in Jesus. See, this is really the deep key between happiness and joy. Joy is based on the knowledge of salvation in Jesus. Happiness comes and goes. In fact, I often try to demonstrate this idea to people by saying that your happiness can change only in a matter of seconds. If we were sitting together and sharing a drink and talking and enjoying ourselves, we might be happy. But in only a moment, your happiness could be changed. It could be taken from you. If, for instance, I would simply slap you across the face without any reason, suddenly your happiness might turn to anger or dismay. It would have left you that quickly. And that's why it's foolish for a person to chase happiness in life, because it comes and goes constantly, and there is no way to determine that you're going to be happy all the time. Joy is another matter. Joy is dependent on the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the news of salvation is very profound. It's almost like walking away from an accident in a vehicle where you should have been killed for certain. Or maybe the joy of God's forgiveness is like being an adulterer in a marriage, someone who has really messed up and had a relationship that was illicit, and yet your spouse forgave you and chose to take you back and to repair the marriage. maybe the joy that we're talking about is the equivalent of being pronounced cancer-free, that you have a new life given to you. That's the kind of joy that Christianity brings. But it's even more than that, because it takes us into life eternal. John chapter 1 teaches us that to all who receive Jesus, to all who believe in him, we're called children of God. That is a source of profound joy and happiness, because we've been adopted into God's family. As a result, we won't perish eternally. We won't be cast into hell, but those that believe in Christ will be saved for eternity. And don't let anyone ever tell you that Christianity is narrow-minded or bigoted because it excludes people. It does not. There is one source of salvation in Christ, but it is offered to the entire world. Every man, woman, and child can receive Jesus as their Lord. No matter your culture, no matter your language, Jesus Christ was sent for you, and he is your Savior. The beautiful thing about all this is that it is being picked up by God the Father. The cost of this, the price of this, has been borne by the Lord himself. In fact, it's similar to a wedding when the family will pay for this event and you can attend and enjoy it and participate in it all at their cost. That's exactly what Lord God has done for us. He has borne the price of our sins. Jesus has carried those sins to the cross. We do not have to pay any certain amount of money. There is no amount of good deeds that could earn this. This is all a gift from God. So when you think about great joy, I hope, like me, you will think about heaven, about this great gift because of our Lord Jesus Christ. No wonder the angels were singing at the coming of Jesus to Bethlehem. They were announcing the greatest news the world has ever received. And you also can have great joy knowing that Jesus Christ is your Lord and you have salvation in him.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.